Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. The 1950s and 60s were an era of fear for the world. Man had split the atom and captured its power and moved us all into that atomic nuclear age. Fallout shelters, air raid drills, and those sirens you still hear at 10 o'clock on Tuesday mornings are all products of that early fear of nuclear holocaust. Comedian Robert Klein has an album called Child of the 50s, and he does one bit about the dog tags issued to us school children back then, with our names, addresses, and information on them. In his words, they were issued in case of attack and being burnt beyond recognition in a nuclear holocaust. Doesn't sound very funny, but the album and his comedy are very poignant and brilliant. But I'm not here today to get you to laugh at the past, but maybe to take a look at it and what effect it had on music. One particular song comes to mind, written by David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Paul Kantner. Written at the height of the Vietnam War, at a time when tensions between the two world superpowers were at their heights, the U.S. and the Soviet Union. And an apocalyptic nuclear war was certainly a potential for any confrontation. So today on Tunes, we present the dreaded aftermath of such a cataclysmic event. Wooden Ships on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Thank you. a sister then by the hand. Lead her away from this foreign land. Far away, where we'll not laugh again. We are leaving, you know, kneeling.
South on my shoulder, guess I'll set a course and go.
versions of Wooden Ships on today's Yeah Baby Tunes, done by co-authors in different bands. First Crosby, Stills, and Nash, of course, and then the Jefferson Airplane. The song was written off the coast of Florida after David Crosby had been kicked out of the Byrds. He'd had this tune running around his head for quite some time, and the story has it Crosby, who loved the ocean, bought a boat. Then Stephen Stills and Paul Kantner came down to visit with Grace Slick tagging along. And as musicians tend to do, they would sit around and play new ideas and new tunes. Kantner came up with the line, "Wooden ships on the water, very free and easy," and Crosby loved it. Stills wrote another verse, a little more angry and hurting, about watching you die. Now, both Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the Jefferson Airplane released the song on an album that next year, 1969. CSN's on their debut album, and of course, Airplane had it on Volunteers. Now, the Airplane's version is a little bit longer, contains a couple of extra verses written by Kantner, and his name was kept off the writing credits so Crosby and Stills could get their royalties and they wouldn't be held up because of an ongoing lawsuit over the Airplane's publishing rights. The horrors of nuclear holocaust and its after effects. Fortunately, we've never had to deal with that nightmare, and hopefully we never will. Wooden Ships on today's tunes. Keep your ear to the ground for those tweets, and you can always find us on Facebook and here on the web. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.